For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Okay, and if, and I'm going to be pretty strict about this. And even then, that would only lead to, now I got to think. And I would have to, and then in that moment where I got to think, it wouldn't surprise me if the person that I was courting would say, well, if you got to think, then I'm probably not for you. And I'd say, you're probably right, but that's just where my brain is. You know, I don't think I would be like our pal Jimmy Norton. He married a transgender woman that has full dick and balls. Now, Jimmy Norton's wife, until you get a look at the undercarriage there, you can't tell that that is was born a man, you know. But he actually, that's what he wants. That isn't like he's putting up with that. That is his ideal partner. And it works for him. So I think he had indicated many times before that he has his sexuality is kind of like a moving target. I think mine is not, you know, I've made it very, very clear. 92% heterosexual. That 8% allows me to simply just say, hey, he's a good looking guy. That's what 8% will get you. Oh my God. Look how handsome he is. Holy shit. You know, it gives me the ability to, you know, if I was 100%, I'd say I don't judge guys. But I do, you know. That 8% on the Kinsey scale, that's me. I am that degree of gay. All right. Chris says, I'll be the one to say it. Say, it wouldn't bother me. Love is love. Fuck it. Yeah, and a lot of people think that. Madison is in that ballpark. Matt makes a comment. I don't even want to read it for fear that my new professor team is going to be watching this. Yoda Whirl adds, all I'm going to say is they cannot fix a burn victim right, so I don't imagine doctors are all that great. I don't know if that's the same, man. All right. Rebecca says that they already have started the violence towards transgender people. Yeah, I don't know about that. Maybe I haven't heard anything. All right, that pretty much exhausts the amount that I'm going to discuss with you, that whole saga. But that was a hell of a moment. I mean, and again, they're not going to get anything done if they have to put up with that shit. They need to have a meeting outside of the chambers and say, look, you know, I get it. You wanted, but can you just refer to me as Representative McBride just so we can get some work done? Is that possible? Kevin says what you're all overlooking is that most, and then he puts it in quotes, trans people these days have their original genitals. They're just cross dressers. Yeah, I don't know that. I don't know that to be true. And perhaps you have more information out there than the average person has. I don't know how anybody could possibly know that. I think it's all what's going on there is typically you have a person who's transgender and they don't feel comfortable in their skin. They would rather be a different gender, so they do what they can to feel comfortable. And some are scared to go through with the procedures. Some cannot afford it. It's like that. But if they could, they most certainly would. I don't think you can. It seems like you're trivializing it with that comment. All right. Moving on. First of all, before I get into anything else, this show is brought to you by our friends at the Grand Rapids Gold. We've got a game coming up Saturday. It is Space Jam night. Oh, my God, Space Jam. Get tickets for the Grand Rapids Gold at NBAGrandRapids.com. The kids are going to have a great time. You're going to love the game. Watching G League basketball is phenomenal. Very, very cool. Grand Rapids Gold, found online at NBAGrandRapids.com. The insurance guru on this show is Frank Fuss. Frank will help you with your healthcare.gov policy. You can find Frank at buyinsurancehere.com. That is buyinsurancehere.com. And his services are free of charge. And it doesn't matter where you are in the U.S., Frank will help you out. Buyinsurancehere.com. My latest sponsor is Adam Kasari, Realtor. 616-914-4061. You can find him on Facebook on at Adam Kasari, C-A-S-A-R-I, Realty. He's awesome. If you are in West Michigan, you want to buy a home, get started by reaching out to Adam today, 616-914-4061. That's 616-914-4061. Kevin follows up his comment with, it just seems to me that there are more people identifying as trans than getting these operations. But again, what do I know? Well, yeah, no one really knows, man. I think what you're dealing with when you hear, because I've heard that argument before, like, oh, yeah, there's just more and more of them. Well, it's not like they're becoming. They're just finally getting the nerve to say, hey, this is who I am. You know, they've always been there, gays and transgender people. It's just now there's less chance or they're getting up the courage to actually say who they are. And that's good. You can't go wrong with that. You want more people being comfortable. Will there be people who go back and forth? Yes. In fact, I have a family friend whose child identified as a chick and then went back to a dude. And that's been the gotcha moment by folks on the right saying, see? It's like, look, they're having a tough enough time. I wouldn't want to get in the way of whatever they're going through. Just leave them alone. Kevin says, I do have a cousin who went through with the surgery and regretted it deeply, but that's just one case. Yeah, that happens too. That can be fucked up. Rebecca says, physical transition versus societal transition doesn't matter. It's not that difficult to meet someone where they're at in life and respect their wishes. Yeah, that's kind of where I am. I don't give a shit. I just want people happy. As you know, that's all I do is make people happy. Kevin says, my cousin was a he, became a she. Now he's identifying as a he again, but lives without a dick. Ooh, wow. Like Zane. True. Bob says, then there's the old Opie and Anthony Kobayashi Maru question. Bailey J, hot-looking girl with a penis, or Buck Angel, looks like Stone Cold Steve Austin but has a vagina. David says, honest question. If a guy does not feel comfortable in their skin, how do they know they would be comfortable as a woman? Yeah, that's a good question to ask. I have a friend who is a dude but wishes to be a female. It's a pal in Nashville. I don't want to say his name because I don't remember if he cares. And I'll never forget it. I met him over at Mayday Brewing in Nashville. And this was probably 10 years ago, and I did not know what it was or what it meant to be transgender. All I know is I've got a man's man in front of me. And I just meet this person for the first time. And I'm just going to say the person's name is Leon. And I go, hey, Leon, nice to meet you. And he goes in very effeminate voice, delivery and pitch. And I'm not even sure what Leon goes by right now. Goes and starts crying. And I go, what? Now, I don't know anything about, it hasn't been revealed to me that this person is transgender. And it'd be like looking at me. And Leon gets emotional, like a chick. He goes, oh my God, it's so good to see you. Oh, Jesus. And I'm like, what's happening here? I'm a woman. I go, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm transgender. I go, okay, so what does that mean to me? Can you explain what that is? I look like a man, but I'm a woman. I go, all right, you're going to have to give me some time on this. I mean, that's totally cool. And let's sit down and have a drink. I'll have a water or an apple cider, and you can have a beer. But you got to break this down for me. So we then spent significant time talking about it. And so I got to a point and I go, so you want to actually be a woman?
Yes.
I go, well, why don't you?
I'm scared.
I go, oh, okay. And then he goes,
let me introduce you to my wife.
And there's this beautiful woman.
And my kids.
And there's kids. So now I'm really fucked up. I'm like, going on here?
They're also very supportive of me. They want me to be a woman.
I go, oh God, I gotta see the, okay, you gotta go through with this. You gotta do this. You gotta, and then shoot video of like that spot in your house where you have all the family pictures and start with the first one and then work your way through all the way to the most recent after you've got. This person's in their 40s, you know? I'm like, shit, that is fucking sweet. I did find out now that I don't think that this person, Leon, has gone through with it, but their marriage did not work out ultimately. So I was sad to hear that. Megan says, I would hope that whomever is questioning or transitioning has had the opportunity to work with a therapist before making a surgical commitment. Most people socially transition before they ever physically transition. I could not walk into my doc's office and ask for a referral to surgery for gender reassignment without my doctor asking a fuck ton of questions. I don't know how that works. And that was what my family member said to me, the same one who asked, hey, does Hash look like a dude? That was another question. Well, has Hash undergone counseling? And I said, I don't know. I'm not sure. And I brought it up with Madison. And I don't even remember the answer. Because I don't care. I don't give a shit. Nick says, I sent the famous misgendering GameStop video. It's only a minute long. All right, let's do this. Transgender goes psycho on GameStop employee.
You're gonna give me my fucking money back.
Excuse me, sir. There's a young man in here.
And you want to excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I can call the police if you'd like me to. You need to settle down.
You need to settle down and mind your business, okay? Ma'am, once again, ma'am.
I said both of you.
No, you said...
Both of you.
Sir, once again, it's ma'am.
I actually said both of you guys. It was a general.
Right beforehand, you fucking said, sir.
Sir? Okay.
Motherfucker, take it outside. If you want to call me sir again, I will show you a fucking sir.
I apologize.
Motherfucker.
I apologize now. Oh.
I need your corporate number. Because I'm going to call them and talk about how I was misgendered several times in this store.
Yeah, you don't want to fuck with the person. You don't do that. They'll kick your ass.
I need your corporate number now. Get it for me now.
I'm going to ask you to calm down and stop cussing.
Give me your corporate number. Well, I'm going to ask you for the fifth time to stop calling me a man. Because quite clearly I am not.
And I apologize. I'm sorry for that, ma'am. I will get you that number. Is that okay?
Yes, get it for me now.
I'm asking you to stop cussing.
Get it for me now. I'm not cussing. Okay. Give me the damn number now, please.
The person, this chick, would be better off just looking it up online.
Okay. Ooh. Ma'am, yes. Get it for me now. I'm not cussing. I'm not cussing. Okay. Give me the damn number now, please. Okay.
Ooh. Said sir again.
Ma'am, my apologies.
Yeah, I think a person has to be patient. I mean, both sides here.
Yes. I will get you that number right now.
No, you're just going to keep bumping your gums. And disrespecting trans people in this store, which I plan on telling the entire LGBTQ community. You're going to lose money over this.
Okay. Fuck. Yeah, that's tough. Shit. Starman says, give her a My Doll. Molly says, assholes need to quit attacking the LGBTQ plus community. They're some of the nicest people you'll meet. I agree with that. My God. There's a lot to process there. We have a, as I have become very in tune with this, as you can possibly tell, I'm about to have a transgender son-in-law. You know, there was a couple of, to me, it all boiled down to, what do you want? What do you want me to call you? And I'm just happy that my daughter's happy. And I like you. I think you're great. I'll say this. Madison brought home some of the biggest losers prior to announcing that she was gay. All right. She brought home guy who stutters. And I was like, I hate stutters. I stutter. I haven't in a long time. I used to stutter a lot. But that was boyfriend number one. Polite, but I just couldn't get past the stutter. I know it sounds horrible, but it's dinner time, and Ding Dong wants me to pass the ketchup. I mean, and this was like, when it comes to stutters, this dude was the Tom Brady of stutters. And it was all words that begin with P. So he wants to say, please pass the ketchup. Sir, could you... I'm like, fuck. I just grabbed it and gave it to him. And this went on. It was just a drag. And I was like, okay, I can't take this shit. David says that's not very tolerant, easy. I know that. I know that. It just goes right into my brain. I don't know why it is. Like, remember our game, Nazi or pedophile? I think I would rather be a Nazi than a stutterer. Or, no, even worse. If I had to choose between a friend, would I choose a Nazi or a stutterer? I would choose a Nazi without 10 out of 10 times. Cole says you should have acted like your dad did to your friend. Yeah, and that, maybe that's where this comes from. I don't know. Okay? But had to have been before 8 years old because that's when dad left and never came back. So I'm guessing, and I met Matt in second grade. So hold on. Darla, honey. No. So it had to be 7 or 8 years old in the backyard playing with Tonka trucks. My dad was working on the Impala. Drunk, as usual. We're in the grass doing Tonka trucks. Matt, to this day, has a bad stutter. And so it's, I'm just like, hey, Matt, here you go. And he's like, and I'm just like, oh, whatever, you know, no big deal. And I guess it was aggravating my father. He gets down, bends down to the kid's face, and he did like that scene in the Adam Sandler movie when he goes, today, Junior. He did that. He went up to him and goes, what's wrong with you? Spit it out. And the kid's just like looking at him. And it just got real quiet. It was horrible. I remember that vividly. You know, the only thing you remember that young are terrible things. You don't remember good things because most of your days are filled with good things. You remember terrible things. Like when Peter Batchy at my birthday party slid in the shit, or my dad getting in my friend's face and insulting him like that, or realizing that my mother gave my asshole half-brother the freedom to beat me if I got out of line. Never forget that one. Oh, man. Like, there was no father to whip my ass. So she said to my brother, half-brother, who's 12 years older than me, and I got no warning on this. So here I am, 9, 10. He's 22. Actually, I was younger than that because he was out of the house by then, I think. She gave him the badge and said, there's no father figure. I need you to kick his ass. And I wasn't told... Hey, this is law enforcement now, which would have been a fucking courtesy. No, it was like the next time I acted up, he turned on me and beat my ass. Now, there was some extra stank on him bashing my ass in with his hand because he hated my dad. For whatever reason, there was always some nonsense claim that my dad beat him, but I never saw that. So he probably whooped his ass, but not like abused him. That's what I believe. I mean, I never saw anybody get abused. I would have remembered that for sure when my dad was there, but I never saw that once. So this dickhead is given full authority to beat the fuck out of me. And boy, did he. Fuck that. No wonder why I don't talk to that fucker anymore. All right. Donut Dan says, oh, man, did that kid ever come back to your house again? Oh, yeah. I still talk to him today. It's painful sometimes to have communication. I try to text. I don't want to talk to him, you know. Even when we're together, I'm like, yeah, just text me. Yeah, I know you're standing right next to me, but just send me a text. All right. How the fuck do... Oh, anyway. So that was the one guy Madison brought home, was stuttering guy. And thank God when she dumped him. Son of a bitch. And then she brought back Beluga Head.
This fucking girl had the biggest fucking forehead. It was clear mom didn't get the helmet or she drank.
But I took one look at this pussy. And I'm like, this is not good. And so I instantly judged the first guy with the stutter. And I was right. I instantly judged this guy with the protruding forehead. It looked like a beluga whale the second I saw him. And I, okay, he's a pussy. And he was. As evidenced when he started to weep by the fire during the initiation ritual up north that my 90-year-old dad would do. And he couldn't figure out the initiation. Long story short, he was embarrassed because he didn't get the joke. And he started to cry. He like ran away from the fire and Madison had to go console him. Madison consoling a person freaking out? I mean, Madison's a freaker outer herself. Cole says, you need to have Madison listen to this. Oh, we've had this discussion. I said to her, honey, I am so glad you have found Ash. This is the first normal person you've dated. Thank God. And then they've fallen in love. And they will be married June 6th. It's going to be great. I have to do that speech, you know, that and I'm great at these. I hit it out of the fucking park at Jackie's wedding. So my preparation involved nothing. Just give me the mic. I had a couple things in my head that I wanted to mention, and I don't have anything in my head right now about this, but I think I would be remiss if I didn't focus on giving them credit as a couple of having talking about their relationship dynamic. I don't think you can have that type of a dynamic without putting it out there in a commendable way about how it's one thing to get married. That's another thing. You know, who doesn't support someone getting married? But there are people, hopefully not in that room, who will not support your marriage. And you go into that at the start, knowing that there are a portion of the world that don't support you getting married. That makes this an extra special moment, in my opinion. Now, I haven't put that into words yet. I don't know how I'll make that clear and poignant, but I think that has to, at some point, be touched on. What do you think? Or do I just say, oh, you love each other, you're going to be great, and go have babies. Go adopt children. Go do in vitro fertilization. I don't know about that. Dan says, do this speech about all those before. I might have to. You know how like every speech you do at a wedding, you got to have some funny element to it, but I don't want to bust out the hot take about stutterer guy, because what if there's someone there who stutters?
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
So I don't think I can go that deep on the comedy. You know, you got a mixed crowd. Fuck, there might be people here right now listening to me that are stutterers. All right? And, you know, tough shit. These are jokes. You're just going to have to live with it. But I don't know if I have that level of braveness when I'm in the room. Dan says, what if she invites some of those past guys? Oh, my God. Can you imagine? It'd be fantastic. The awkward. Eric Zane, also known as Larry Zane, from Curb Your Enthusiasm. Maureen says they will face different challenges than most married couples. That's for sure. I like that. And that's something to build on because, you know, you're always looking towards the this will make you strong type of vibe. I think that that's a good thing. Aram agrees that would not go well. You would be comparing Ash to people you didn't like. Well, some people might take it that way. But I could also word it as saying, yeah, these are the people that she brought home that I knew that weren't going to work out. And it wasn't until I met Ash that I knew we had a keeper. So there is a way to navigate that. But I don't know if I'll touch on that anyway. All right. Is the NFK going to make a speech? Boy, that would be funny. It'd be funny just to play a prank on him and say, hey, it's time for you to say a few words and give him the mic. Aram says, you want to compare Ash to people you really like, but you like Ash even more than the best people you know. Yeah, whatever. What do you know? I'm kidding. I sound like free beer. What else was I going to say about this? There was one more thing I was going to touch on. Damn it. Where is it? Get back in there. Get back in my head. Okay, never mind. It's gone. What else do I want to talk about here? But Nick, thank you for sending that clip. That was a great clip. Let's see. What are we going to talk about now? All right. I touched on being the professor. There was another thing. Nope. Okay, sorry. My brain's a little scattered here. Luigi Mangione, the guy that shot insurance dude. He's sitting in jail. He's getting his legal team ready. Now, what continues to be almost as big as the actual story of him shooting insurance guy in the back is the overwhelming support from young people who think that insurance should be when you sign up, everything's paid for and nothing is turned down. That idealistic view of the world that most normal people who are not retarded understand that that is not possible. I know this. In order for me to get 80% of Madison's MRI paid for, which that bill is right here, and I am paying the $2,173 down, in order for me to get that paid for 80%, one of you needs to be denied cancer coverage. So that's the way it works. So all of these people get MRIs and they get their cancer care paid for. But this one particular person, you lose. You're not getting your cancer care paid for. And thank God that that person is not getting their cancer care. Because if that person had gotten their cancer care, my bill would be $10,288.55. As it is, because your leukemia is going to ruin you and you're going to die, I'm saving $8,105.27 after I paid my $10. So that's pretty fucking cool. All right. Now, not everybody can have this poignant of a take about insurance and honest about it. But I'm just speaking the truth. All of you are in the same boat. The problem is, you're all liars and whores. Because this is what you do. You go, oh, we got to go get the insurance company. You take this stupid Bill Burr take on it and demand change. And I'm like, fuck that shit. I don't want any change. It's perfect the way it is. I give you a few bucks a month. And then if something goes haywire, you're paying for most of the bill. That's how it goes. And all they got to do is deny some asshole insurance coverage. Come on. Still, though, idealistic butt fucks, I'll increase that to 40 and under, are like, oh, it's such a scam. I hate this shit. Like Molly here, she's a dipshit. She writes, fuck insurance. Oh, really? Well, then don't pay it. You go ahead and live without your insurance. See how far that gets you. Now, David is here. Now, he's the only one that could probably, maybe, have an axe to grind. David's lovely wife passed away because of denied cancer coverage. Exactly what I'm talking about here. Talk about somebody who actually has an axe to grind. He's the guy. That's the one. Molly says, I have to pay $9,000 for them to cover anything. Wait a minute. You got the wrong policy. That means your deductible is that high. That's because you're paying a low premium each month, ding dong. You get that from your employer? You know you got good, better, best? You got good. Nick says health insurance is good. All other forms of insurance are a scam. She says $9,000 is more than what I have left over after everything is paid, you fuck nut. Yeah, I think you need a new policy, you dumb twat. Let's see. Bob says, yeah, it would have been great to be on the hook for the full cost of my son being born. Exactly. I remember in 1995 when my son was born. 1995, 30 years ago. He was in the neonatal intensive care unit for 14 days. The bill was $300,000. I paid $100,000. Perfect. I love insurance. I was sad when Luigi Mangione killed that guy. Scotty is here. He says to David, David, I'm in the same boat. I lost my wife too. And insurance was always a problem, not to mention doctors and misdiagnosis. God damn it. This is unbelievable. Two coveted audience members have had to live with the loss of a wife, significant other. My God, gentlemen. The shit you have seen and been through. You should, like, message each other and talk. I don't know what stages of grief you're in, how long it's been. I hope this show helps to some degree. It probably doesn't when I say that insurance is great because they turn down leukemia patients. It's probably not that. Now, that right there is an example of a really accepting audience. I make that joke, and then these guys still are here trading punches too. That shows you how wonderful this audience is. As great as I am to take that ridiculously bold, stupid stance in front of people that actually have had that happen. Oh, my God. What an asshole. Why do you guys do this? Shit, I would have dumped me in a second. I can't take that shit. I take it back. I would find it very funny. Like if Pooh Bear died and then I was in your shoes and the guy making the jokes was doing that, I'd be like, oh, fuck, can you believe this? I'd be laughing at how unbelievably awkward that is. David knows me. He's cool. He says, it's all good, easy. You know I don't mean it. You know I don't want anybody to be diagnosed with cancer just so I could benefit. Well, I kind of do. Only if I can save $8,105.27. All right. You guys are pretty well adjusted, though, for having suffered that. You have my condolences. Well, anyway, Luigi kills that guy, and now all these idiots are sending him money so that he can get, like, the Johnny Cochran dream team. They love this guy. The latest big donor. And I don't know how they go about giving the money if, like, somebody set up a GoFundMe. But an anonymous donor just dropped $36,500, topping the previous record of $30,000. And now $722,000 has been raised on the Luigi Mangione Murder Defense Fund. The nameless benefactor, as it's described, or crazy fuckhead, said he or she was inspired by the huge swelling of support from a wide cross-section of people for Luigi Mangione. Now, let's think about that. He just shot that guy in the back and murdered him because he happened to lead an insurance company. That's it. He was pissed off because his insurance company, whatever, made his back recovery difficult or whatever the fuck. And he's crazy. So that's what he did. He didn't even have coverage through United Health. And they've made it seem like every single person who has United Health care coverage, that they just deny everybody. They just steal your money and deny it, which that couldn't be further from the truth. Insurance works the way I described it earlier. It sounds ridiculous, but it's true. You have... you get your insurance, and if in the event something terrible happens, it's covered, most of it. You need special procedures done, it's covered, most of it. In some cases, depending on the type of insurance, it's all covered. For Molly here, she says she had pre-existing conditions. And, you know, that sucks. But at the same time, it's all your fault. You're the one who got the pre-existing conditions. It's not the fault of the insurance companies that you have pre-existing conditions. I would be grateful if I were you to have any insurance. I'd be like, $9,000, thank you. That is awesome of you. I appreciate that. I mean, it could be $9,001. I think in the future, you've got to work on having less pre-existing conditions if you're going to get insurance. I mean, that's what I would do. All right, let's add Molly to the list of people who actually have a reason to quit the podcast after that joke. She says, you can pay $500 a month for me to have good insurance then. Well, I mean, all right. Yeah, there's that. But I don't think anybody's stopping you from coming up with another source of income to pay for your insurance. Obi says, condolences appreciated. I'm laughing because I know your sense of humor. There was definitely a time where I wouldn't be laughing, though. Happy to be past that. Aram says, I am still sad about Eric saying he is taking his final trip to Zion National Forest before passing away. Well, that was the other day. That if I get ALS, I would rather jump off of Angel's Landing or roll off than have my family just, you know, sticking tubes down my throat. Rebecca says, I just want you to know how much I want to punch you right now, but I know you're doing it to get a reaction. And you joking is still getting under my skin. Fuck you, she says. All right. I still can't get over the fact that people are giving money to say, hey, you murdered that guy in cold blood, and we want you to have the best legal representation, and we're paying for it to hopefully free you and get you off scot-free so that you don't have to have any punishment from murdering him. And there are people who are stupid, like Kelly Cheese, who when they talk about this, they say ridiculous things like, you know, I don't want to support murder or the murder, but, and then they'll like give litany of reasons why Luigi Mangione is a good guy. And that's because she's a pussy. She should just say, I love that he murdered that guy, but she's a gutless twat. So that's what she does. I mean, I like her, but she has no nerve whatsoever to actually say what she wants to say. And that is, she supports Luigi Mangione. If she could, let's say, hypothetically, make $36,500 mailing cannabis through the mail to friends in Georgia, she would probably donate it to Luigi Mangione. You know? So there are some of you in the audience, like Rebecca. She's probably going to give money to Luigi Mangione because she loves that he murdered an innocent man who has a family. She supports that. That's good for her. What intrigues me about this case is how unified people's responses are, regardless of strata, the benefactor wrote. In corporate America, for instance, there has been widespread doubt of potential prosecutorial mishandling and overcharging. That's, you know, saying big corporate. We must kill big corporate. I've also been surprised at the almost ubiquitous nature of support towards the suspect that I would expect to be quite bifurcated. I don't know that word in this type of litigation. Quite exceptional, they added. Wow. He's being held without jail in a Brooklyn federal lockup where he's received incredible support in the form of letters from fans while in jail, including many photos of women in thongs of female supporters. They think he's handsome, like Rebecca. She would do that. The alleged murderer's defense fund swelled after it was rumored to be in a number of sex tapes circulating online. Mangione appeared in some porno videos. I mean, who hasn't at this stage of the game? I think that those were actually like produced porno videos. You know, people want to see this guy having sex. They love him. He's got game. He's set for life. All right. Aram says you had it right the first time. Bifurcated means divided, separated, carved out. Thank you. I appreciate that. David says down with big insurance companies for not covering claims. Well, you can't. You can't say that. They cover most claims. Unfortunately, they didn't cover your claim. So I understand why you'd feel that way, but we do want insurance companies. Insurance companies still are a very good thing. Insurance helps people most of the time. We cannot disagree on that. That is true. It helps most of the time with most of the claim. Most of the time. Piano Finger Banger says, now here's where we get to the hypotheticals with you dumbasses. Easy. When your derpy prostate turns into a giant radioactive tumor and your insurance denies your treatment, I don't want to hear you whining. Yeah, unfortunately, I wouldn't be able to whine. You're right. The shoe would be on the other foot if that scenario did come to play where they said, all right, we cannot help you and you will die. I'm going to have to take that medicine after this stance, you know? I mean, because I've talked about it extensively. I still don't see the problem. Nick says comment of the day is derpy prostate. Molly says, Eric Zane, it is time for you to go to sleep on this and then come back tomorrow and tell us you're fucking wrong, dick. David says, so it's okay if I'm mostly alive. Come on now. Most people will be benefiting from insurance. That is a fact. Scott says, you're not going to win this one. Easy. It's okay, though. No, I did win. I always win. I have never lost in my life at anything. All right. Before we continue on, thank you to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. I talked earlier about Adam Kasari as the realtor of choice. The first thing I want you to do is reach out to Mario and get pre-approved for a mortgage from no matter where you are in the U.S. You call Mario at 231-332-6505. That number is 231-332-6505. Buy now and refinance later. We are 1 month and 2 days away from the tax deadline. Reach out to Tag Accounting to get started today with getting your tax return done. TagCPA.net is the website. The number, 616-301-9516. The extent of what you have to do on your end will be gather up your documents that were mailed to you. You will have them scanned And then you go to the online portal. They'll give you instructions how to do this. Browse, drag, drop, browse, drag, drop, press submit. That's it. Then your taxes are done. Your money shows up in your account. Thank you very much. Tag Accounting, tagcpa.net. Anywhere in the U.S., 616-301-9516. Yoda World's tapping out. Have a good one, Easy, and everybody. Turtle Girl Michelle says, I normally keep quiet, but I've suffered from fibromyalgia for half of my life now, and insurance has fought me every step of the way rather than actually being helpful. That should not be something that adds to my struggle. It should be a help for me. Yes. However, not everything can be covered by insurance. And there's got to be a reason. I don't know what. Why fibromyalgia is not. I cannot answer that, but I can look it up. Why is fibromyalgia often not covered by insurance? I'm going to guess because this is a difficult thing to diagnose. And I'm right. I'm right. Ha, 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 ha. I love being right. Due to the subjective nature of the condition, the lack of objective diagnostic tests, and the difficulty in establishing a clear link between the condition and the inability to work, there is no objective test for fibromyalgia, and diagnosis is based largely on self-reported symptoms. So, that is why. And as much as you hate it, it's tough to argue that. I mean, I think you need to look at the medical industry as the thing that you need to be frustrated with. Something that could help you would be an accurate diagnosis based on whatever test needs to be done. So I think that that might have something to do with it. Ladies and gentlemen, I think that this show in general may have been some of my best work. Never before have I been so right than I have today. It is time now to award the asshole of the day. I know none of you would vote for me. Brought to you by TC Paintball. Online at tcpaintballgr.com. Molly says I should be the asshole of the day. I'm not going to do that. There's no way I would do that. I need to make it that jerk that was misgendering Representative Sarah McBride. That would be Texas Republican Keith Self is the asshole of the day. There's no way that any of you with a clear conscience would say that I am more of an asshole than Keith Self. Impossible. If you do, then you need to cool your fucking jets, as my mother used to say. Cool your jets, Eric. You better cool your jets, or I'm going to have your asshole half-brother beat the shit out of you. That is your asshole of the day, brought to you by TC Paintball. Representative Keith Self from Texas. Congressman Keith Self. Fuck that guy. As usual, you've been an outstanding crowd. What a crowd. Great, great interaction. I really think that in the chat, especially after that bitch Tophus left challenging people to fight, and we have turned the corner in such a hilarious, amazing way. You're all wonderful. My condolences to those of you that lost loved ones. Thank you for being here, part of the show. I will talk to you next time. I'll talk to you on the Patreon. Sign up for free, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Quit being an asshole, Molly, and sign up for the fucking Patreon, you dumb twat. See you later. Bye-bye.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save.
$20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.